to begin with, they probably got what we would call the flu today, or whatever the germ was. Then they passed it around, and 50% of them died. And one of them was Carver, who was the first governor, and he had only been governor a few months when he died. And they elected William Bradford to take his place. It was an extremely cold winter, and it's hard to imagine how they scraped out the ability to build buildings enough for them to be comfortable. Well, they weren't comfortable ever, probably, in the first winter, but they had to build buildings to live in. And they, of course, one of the first ones they built was a building which became the church or the meeting place. And if you've been to the reproduction of the Plymouth Plantation, you can see how they did it. They had fence around. They were worried about the Indians, of course, and they didn't know what to eat. And here they were living in the lap of luxury of, as far as lobsters were concerned, and plenty of fish right there. But they weren't equipped to catch them, and they were afraid to eat the lobsters. So they could have had many a wonderful lobster dinner without knowing it. Somehow they survived, and I'm not too sure exactly how they did survive, 50 people. One thing that happened to them was an Indian by the name of Samoset came into their colony one day and introduced himself and spoke in English. And this floored them because they didn't realize that there would be an Indian who could speak English. It seemed that he had been abducted by explorers earlier and taken to England, and then he found his way back. The reason there weren't very many Indians around at that time is because they had been decimated by smallpox, which was brought over from Europe by the French and the English explorers who were over there fishing. And they had brought their diseases with them, and the Indians had no resistance. And so thousands and thousands of them died. And by the time the Pilgrims got to America, there were very few Indians left. One of these was Samoset, and he came in and he showed them how to live. He actually moved in with William Bradford and stayed with him until 3 years later when Alice Southworth came over. She was an acquaintance of William Bradford's, and they married in 1623. So then, of course, Samoset moved out, but he was the one who probably saved their lives. There were things like that that happened. He introduced them to other Indians, and they became friendly. The Indian tribe that greeted the Mayflower people were the Poconokets. And they were Indians of a tribe that were like saying you're a New Hampshireite, you're a New Englander, and you live in the state of New Hampshire. And they were Poconokets who lived in the Wampanoag Nation. Massasoit was their chief. After the Pilgrims had been there for a few weeks, Samoset called for a meeting with the leaders of the Plymouth colony, and Bradford was, of course, one of them. He was then, I believe he was governor at that time. So they met. Bradford was carrying his Bible with him. This is the story that has been told to me by Deerfoot, who was a direct descendant of Massasoit, and I got to know him later. They met at a designated spot, and as I understand it, over the hill were somewhere around 300 warriors. So Massasoit and Bradford met, and they talked through Samoset, who interpreted for them. Massasoit decided that since Bradford had a Bible with him, and after talking to him, found that he was a spiritual man, and spirituality was very important to the Indians. Their religious beliefs were Indian, of course. The signal had been that if Massasoit gave them the signal, the warriors would swoop down and kill off all of the people in the Plymouth colony. which were 50 people, and they could have easily wiped them out, and that would have been the end of that story, and I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you. But he gave the signal that they would have peace. And from that, they drew up a treaty, which I have a copy of it. Deerfoot brought me almost one of the original copies and told me that this was the only treaty between the white men and the Indians that was adhered to the line for the first almost 50 years. So this was the treaty that they lived by with the Indians during their first, until Bradford and Massasoit died. After Bradford died and Massasoit died, then King Philip, who wasn't a king, of course, but he called himself King Philip after the manner of what the English called their leaders. He was Massasoit's grandson. King Philip declared war. The New Englanders at that time declared war on King Philip, and so there were many years of devastating warfare.